In mid-October, Tanya McMahon entered Victoria's Aberdeen Hospital with her son Silas by her side. Moving quickly through the hallways, she headed toward the room of her other son, Austin, who has been living there since early 2024. When she stepped inside, she found him crimson-faced, struggling for breath. She swiftly made her way to his bedside and started a small machine, took hold of a little plastic tube attached to it, and connected it to her son's tracheostomy. The phlegm is blocking his airway and he's not strong enough to cough it out, so it could potentially choke him, she explained as she calmly performed the maneuver, draining the fluid from his airway. Worried about how long her son has been in this state, without medical assistance, she fears that one day an episode could send him in a seizure which could be fatal. Despite advocating to have a baby monitor in Austin's room, McMahon said her son's seizures often go unnoticed, leaving him helpless since he cannot move to a panic button or call for help. "It's very concerning, to me as a mom, because you're hoping that the staff can actually see him," she said. Once Austin's airway was cleared, McMahon crouched down, gently brushing her son's hair back as Silas softly spoke words of encouragement to him. Hearing the commotion, medical staff walked in to take over Austin's care. As McMahon stepped outside to gather her thoughts, she sat at a nearby lunch table. "He's fully dependent, so he needs somebody to do everything for him. Born without a heartbeat," McMahon said, 10 minutes of CPR brought her son back to life, leaving him with severe cerebral palsy, nonverbal, and in fragile health. Austin is now 28. "With that being said, he has a smile that would steal the Grinch's heart," she said. "He's a really social boy that likes to be out enjoying life with other people." Since Austin's recent move to the Victoria Long-Term Care Facility run by Island Health, IH, McMahon has grown increasingly anxious and vocal about the care her sons receive, citing medical negligence and a lack of properly trained staff. "Sometimes, I wake up in the middle of the night gasping," she said, as tears rolled down her cheeks. "It's just very stressful and concerning because I can't really relax because I'm constantly wondering how he's doing." Previously residing at a group home run by Thompson Community Services, Austin was transferred following a severe case of pneumonia that left him with a tracheostomy. The group home said his needs were too complex and that he should go to Aberdeen, she said. "We thought as a family, okay, that should be good, because he's gonna have nurses and doctors around all the time, but no, that's not true." Over the months, the family witnessed trivial things becoming increasingly problematic. "Throughout the time he's been here, we've had more and more issues crop up," said Silas. "We have addressed them to the people that are able to change his situation, but we've seen no improvement. From missing his 2 weekly doctor-ordered showers to being left alone in a dark room for hours with no visual or auditory stimulation, McMahon noticed that her son's well-being had dwindled. "The icing on the cake was when I got a phone call from the head nurse, and she said, 'We just wanted to let you know that Austin's poor day cath hasn't been taken care of,'" she said. Installed during his tracheostomy, a poor day cath, also known as implanted port, is a medical device placed under the skin that provides long-term access to the bloodstream for medications, fluids, and blood draws. McMahon added that the device needed to be flushed and cleaned monthly to prevent it from becoming clogged. "They hadn't been doing it and then they claimed that they didn't know he had a poor day cath," she said. "That was ridiculous because it would be in his medical records that they should have looked it up when he was first admitted here." As Austin's state deteriorated, he was sent to the Royal Jubilee Hospital. "While he was in the hospital, they couldn't access his poor day cath because it was clogged," she said. "They couldn't get the blood work to see what he was fighting and what kind of antibiotics would be best. The scary part was that the doctors said if they couldn't get it unclogged, then he might have needed a surgery to take poor day cath out and put a new one in. But he wouldn't survive another surgery." Dismayed by the situation, McMahon said that this whole ordeal was purely based on neglect. "We're at the point now where we feel like our trust has been misplaced and we worry for the health and safety of our family member and we want him to have better care," said Silas. In a written response to Saanich News, Island Health confirmed that, while they cannot discuss details of specific cases for privacy reasons, they have been working, closely, with the McMahons to develop and update the care plan. "Our goal is always to provide the best and safest care possible," their statement read. "The team at Aberdeen is committed to continuing to work with this client and their family to provide care that is appropriate, safe and supportive." Island Health added that, in general, when clients have very complex care needs, their teams focus on addressing those needs and ensuring the right resources are in place in the most appropriate care environment, where all needs addressed in hospital can be met in the long-term care home. Saanich News reached out to the Ministry of Health for comments but said it had nothing further to add. Now seeking answers, accountability, and better care for her son, McMahon reached out to the Premier's office, the Patient Care Quality Office, her local MP and MLA, and filed several complaints. As of the time of publication, she has only received a response from Victoria Swan Lake MLA Nina Krieger's office. In a letter to the family, Krieger's office stated that Aberdeen is the only Island Health long-term care, LTC, facility able to manage Austin's tracheal tube, adding that other care homes were rejected because they lacked the necessary skills, training, and staffing levels to provide safe tracheostomy care. Calling for action to prevent a tragedy, the family is now asking for immediate improvements in care. "It makes me frustrated because we're not asking for anything crazy," Silas said. "We're just asking for the proper care for one of our family members. I think that our voices need to be loud because he can't have a voice himself. We need a place where we can trust the staff, and where Austin can live, not just survive," added the mother. "He will die here if nothing changes." Porte cats are devices that are usually placed under the skin in the right side of the chest. National Cancer Institute. Aberdeen Hospital is a 100-bed long-term care facility located in Victoria at 1450 Hillside Avenue. Olivier Lauren, Saanich News.